Hey there, I'm Sox Whitmore, and you're listening to the LA Theater Bites review of The Secrets of Uwe Ha-Schra, written by Kate Schaefer and directed by Soda Percy, playing now at the Hobgoblin Playhouse as part of this year's Hollywood Fringe Festival. This dark academia mystery takes place in the world of H.P. Lovecraft at Miskatonic University, where college girls have been going missing, and the only clue left behind is a cursed book from the school library. When Martha's roommate Lucy disappears overnight, she recruits fellow students Polly and Gwen to figure out what happened before one of them is taken next. Fringe moves fast, so it's not unusual for costumes and set design to be simple, but in the case of Uwe Ha-Schra, the bare-bones set of cubes and a desk for a cast of eight really misses the opportunity to convey the aura of a university touched by magic. Several scene changeovers take a cumbersomely long time to set up and are desperately in need of some sound or music design in between. The use of plain white masks to delineate named characters from background ensemble was also a little odd. The Secrets of Uwe Ha-Schra is Schaefer's first fully produced original work, and it does show. The timeline of events is unclear, no one other than the protagonist seems to notice or care about the missing students, and for some reason the sleazy men are all falling over research-obsessed Polly instead of her explicitly hot and popular best friend Gwen. Given that Schaefer has cast herself as Polly and borrowed a few plot lines and surnames from Lovecraft's short stories, the production reads as a self-insert fanfiction more than anything. The story is stress dominant and lacks nuance or a clear indicator of who to root for, especially given the dark secrets revealed about Polly in the final act. The writing is novice and clunky at best, but shockingly offensive at worst. In its portrayals of disabled workers and male-dominated academic environments, the script appears to blindly reproduce many of the prejudices present in the genre of dark romance and Lovecraftian horror. All three male leads are portrayed as creepy and predatory, yet the show romanticizes Theo as Polly's love interest and Professor Ashley's age-inappropriate advances. No content warnings are included on the show's ticket page, so fringe-goers should be aware that this show features sexual assault, violence, torture, mentions of abuse, and an ableist narrative around a janitor who experienced brain damage in infancy. By not only casting an actor without this lived experience to perform a disability, but also to vilify and disenfranchise this character without any reflection of his humanity, this plot choice adds nothing but harm. The Secrets of Uwe Ha-Schra has two more performances on June 20th and 26th, and earns a 5.7 out of 10 on the LA Theater Bites scale.